If I'm looking to buy in this market, what are the two most important things for me? Okay, that's what's my house price going to do? Is it going to go up, down, sideways, or whatever? Can I afford it? And two, what are interest rates going to do? So we talk interest rates day after day after day, and there's hundreds, if not thousands, of videos and other things talking about home prices. I'm not going to try to predict what your market's going to do. My goal here, especially right now, is to help you guys understand where to get the tools to do this for yourself. Okay, so that's what we're going to do in today's video. I'm going to show you what tools I personally use if I'm figuring out, is this a market that I might be interested in buying in? So without further ado, let's get to it. If you're sitting on the sidelines and looking at this, what happened back in 2000, 7 through 9, the Great Recession? How bad was it? Well, it was a lot worse than it is today. And that's not only on the housing front, it was also in the stock market or the S&P 500 right through here. This tells you basically what happened at that time. During the Great Recession, you saw home prices drop 30%, 30%. That's what I was hoping everybody would come out with, all these crash people saying, it's going to crash, it's going to crash. But you ask them, how much? Well, the worst time basically in our housing history, this is what happened. So you have to understand what happened during those times. And if you don't, well, that's your first problem, I guess I'll say. Because this was, I'll say, an anomaly that happened in our lifetime. Will it happen again? Hopefully not. It was terrible underwriting standards, terrible mortgage programs, terrible rate structures, and everything else. But the other piece of this is, look, the S&P, basically the Dow Jones, the financial markets dropped 57%. What we have in today's market is the stock market keeps hitting high after high after high. Then you have Bitcoin and things like that that are helping prop up people's assets. Okay, so what happened back in these times? I remember sitting at lunch one time watching the Dow Jones just crashing and crashing, and I got an alert from Schwab. I lost six figures that day in my portfolio. I'm not bragging about the assets I have. I'm just wanting to show you guys the markets were crashing. So it wasn't only home values, also the investment environment was crashing. Okay, so that's that part of it. So now, what's in the housing market? What's going to happen? Don't know. I don't think, or we hopefully won't be through that scenario again. Never thought we'd be through COVID ever in my lifetime, but we did. So let's get over to this. Here's what's happening right now. Home prices begin to cool. And this is kind of headlined. It's basically, I understand this too. If I don't put a good thumbnail or a good title up in my videos, I don't get any views. So they have to make these things kind of clickable or at least making you want to read them. Okay, so here's the kind of, I'll say it, I won't say misinformation, but look at their headlines down through here. For the fourth week ending June 23rd, the typical house sold for slightly less than the asking price. Okay, the typical house. Then it says a little less than two-thirds of homes, two-thirds of homes. That's a lot, two-thirds. Sold over asking price. So if you have two-thirds of something selling over the asking price, well, then this is slightly less than the asking. I don't get it. So this is where I read the words specifically. So it kind of contradicts itself. And then it says the annual growth rate is starting to slow down. It was 5.3, now it's 4.6. I love positive numbers. Why? Because I lived through this. I lived when the Great Recession, when home prices dropped 30%. Now, what you have to understand too is these are averages, national averages. What is your area doing? So that's our focus in on right now. So let's get over to this. First thing I want to show you is Zillow. Zillow has a bunch of tools, and you're like, oh, this is a realtor website, so I can't really trust it. Well, I'm going to give you several different websites that you can use. You got to trust something. Okay. So you're going to go to Zillow right up through here. And then what you're going to hit is data and then research. There's a long way up there that you got to go. So you're going to hit data, and then there's going to be research right through here, housing data. And it's going to just scroll down to the bottom. It's going to tell you all this information. So it's going to give you information about home appreciation. You see San Jose, it's up 12%. I'm looking the wrong way, aren't I? I got to flip my screen around. So San Jose is up 12%. And then you got the poster child of the crashes. Down through here is Austin and New Orleans. Okay, so it is what it is. But the norm in right through here is basically kind of the average numbers. Then it gives you a lot of additional data. It tells you how much inventory there is. Tampa, Florida, up 60%. 60% from what? That's what you have to understand. But I'm looking in Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, and those areas. I'm holding. I'm holding for these sellers because there's a lot of activity on the market. So now, as a consumer, I can pick and choose what I want to buy, when I want to buy, and maybe what price I want to buy. But then you start getting down through here, and it might get a little tighter. And then there's new listings and a whole slew of information. Again, guys, I'm just showing you the tools to use. So that's one area that I would look at. Next area is, here's the S&P. You keep seeing every day charts out there. Home prices are up, 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 and away. Here's home prices. And this is also one of those charts that people use, and they go back and say, well, here, I predicted that crash here, and it went down here. And then I predicted a crash here. Well, that dropped, see? Now it's back up. So that argument doesn't hold. Well, let's get to another tool. And this, I love this. And I'm going to start using this tool every week because I'm house hunting, folks. Hypothetically, I'm house hunting, trying to find a house that's reasonably priced in an area that I can afford. So I'm using Altos Research. You're going to go to altosresearch.com. You're going to hit products. You're going to hit market report. This is what's going to pump up. So you're going to hit run report. So let's see, where do we want to run a report? I'll show you how simple this is. So let's say I've been using recently Elgin, Illinois. Let's look at Elburn, Illinois. That is just a suburb just a little bit west of where I live. Let's click that, and it's going to pick up Elburn, Illinois, and it's going to pick up all kinds of things. So let's just pick Elburn in general. We're going to click that. Let's see how the Elburn market looks. Okay, this is telling us right now it's slightly the advantage of a seller. We have price decreases at 45%. That's higher than the norm. The norm is usually about 30 to 35%. So that's telling us, okay, the prices are starting to come down. They're easing a little bit right through there. Let's get to the historic values of homes. Now, here's another area where it's like, where's that crash, folks? Okay, so you've seen it here. So we'll go all the way back to 2021 when that price, the average price there was 449. What is it today? It is 525. So no, it didn't go up like a straight arrow, but it's dipped through these. So this is what we say, over time, you're most likely gonna be in the money in real estate, stocks, bonds, and so forth. So that's that piece of the puzzle. So I hopefully from the data we're giving you and providing you, I don't wanna do this on my own. I don't want you guys to rely on me or any other YouTuber, any other media piece to figure out on your side of the equation, is it a good time to buy or not? That's up to you. Our goal here is giving you the tools to make that decision. Once you make the decision, we're here to help you with the financing. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer all over the country in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. I'm also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. How do you find us? Go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're a buyer out there, the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is check the grant finder. This is really important. We just added this tab up there recently. It's going to help you find grants out there. There's only three listed right now because those three, basically the grants with that, they're forgivable, meaning the money that you're giving, there's no repercussions. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien on your home. There's nothing. So that's the best programs to have. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of other ones out there. Most of them aren't really worth the paper that they're written on, but those are some really good ones up there. So check that out before you put in your application. If you'd like to call us to ask any questions, please do so. You can ask for me, David, or Alan, and you're going to scroll down to the bottom right here. There's our 800 number as well as my email address. So thanks so much for watching, guys. Appreciate it. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you back here on tomorrow. Bye-bye.